Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hello?
You're late.
Remember I had to open that bank account?
Yeah, but I thought you were going to open a Republic Bank account online.
Wait, you mean I could open an account online?
Yes, using your phone, tablet, or computer, it's called Republic Onboard.
If you told me that this morning, I could have saved hours.
New and existing customers can open a Republic Bank account online and save time. Choose Republic Onboard today. Check RepublicGuyana.com for more information.
So it's your fault I'm late.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Murondoy, Eva used a chance encounter with June to solicit advice on a personal matter. June then ran into Rhonda inside the supermarket, but their warm reunion took a sobering turn when Rhonda thought she saw Usher, sparking a painful conversation about the guilt she still carries over how his actions shaped Unique's life. Meanwhile, on her road trip to Burbies with Jonathan, Eva opened up about seeking advice on birth control from Pepper, and she related that her stepmother's religious views made the conversation uncomfortable. Jonathan reassured Eva that there was no pressure for them to engage in sexual activity, and they reaffirmed their feelings for each other. As we return to Murondoy, Coretta pays a visit to Dinah's restaurant.
Good day, Dinah and Rhonda.
Good day.
Good day, Coretta.
What is it special today?
Well, we got raisin rice, baked chicken with potato, steamed greens, and garden salad.
Lovely. I'm going to take one.
All right.
I got it, Mommy.
So, Rhonda, how you making out with the guy in the stress?
All right, you know.
Nice. I can't remember when you say you're going back.
It's come you come here for mind people business?
Dinah is an innocent question.
None of your concern.
Is that right, Mommy? Coretta, like I told you the last time, I'm staying for a while.
Is not I threatened for deport you?
What?
You see, Coretta, this is the thing I can't take with you. You must stop this nonsense.
Me ain't mean nothing by it. I just watch the news and see what I is doing with people.
Well, that's not my case. My husband sent for me and I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
Rhonda, don't tell this woman your business.
But Dinah, is why you so hostile to me?
I'm in the mood for your nonsense today, Coretta.
Here's your lunch special. 2,000.
Thanks. Things proper hard in this country. Every minute things raising. Rhonda girl, what you think about the cost of living?
I hear it tough.
Yes. I just study them people who got plenty children. I just wonder how they're making out.
Okay.
Anyway, y'all visit the new boutique yet? S&K Styles.
I don't need to buy a thing from the boutique right now.
I forget you come from America. Dinah, you and been and check out the girls?
Not yet, but I plan to pass soon.
Well, I been the other day and...
Enjoy your lunch, Coretto.
Like you chasing me, Rhonda? What kind of customer service is this?
We appreciate your business.
Anyway, like I was saying, I been by the boutique the other day and from what I see, things not regular.
Coretto, I hope you ain't gonna wash your mouth on them two young women.
Me not gonna wash me mouth on them when cuss down there upon them.
Just sir.
I been by the boutique and from what I see going on between the two of them, it look like them is two lesbians.
Correct.
I been in there and if you see the hugging up, I don't know how Marla and Frederick could accept that. The demon Sharona does blow away ever the wind carry she. She come to Marundai for corrupt the people girl pick me.
You got any proof about what you're saying?
How you mean? I witness it with my own two eyes.
And what if they gay? What wrong with though?
I ain't expect better from you because we see where you just come from.
Excuse me?
You see why I just tell you don't tell Coretta anything but yourself, Rhonda? This is what she just do. Go around the village talking people's name.
Dinah, don't play no holy and righteous like you never talk about nobody.
You overdoing it now. I know you got problems with Sharona, but I never expect that you would go so far for make up a nasty story like this.
You look like a geriatric lesbian yourself. Never mind Goldman.
Father, give me faith here today.
Hello, Coretta. Come out of this shop. Come out of this shop. This is where I can go for draw the line with you. I ain't gonna allow you for stand up in here and make your eyes pass me, mother.
Like you is one of them too.
And so what? That's not none of your business. It's people like you that is make it harder for LGBT people with your ignorance, stupid.
Coretta, you ain't got to come back here, you know. We could do without your money.
Yes, are your money rich? When you been in the struggle, you didn't know for tell people they don't have to support your restaurant. It's only time with Ayo.
Have the day you deserve, Coretta.
Ayo got some man.
Well, look how this woman coming here for upset me all day.
Coretta is a cross. I used to think Sister Patsy could attack name and wash him out from people. But she beat Sister Patsy by pints.
But mommy, I am concerned about her spreading rumors about them two young women. You know how homophobic some people are, and what she's doing could cause so much a problem for them girls.
You think she care? A selfish, conniving old condemned cross. That is what Coretta is.
Joy?
Hi, Simon.
Can I help you? Well, as you can tell, I am well.
Good to know. How Pepper and the baby?
They are fine.
And where is Eva? She out running around with another man.
Joy, please.
Anyway, that's not what I call you about. What was the result of the DNA test?
Excuse me?
The test we've been doing on the baby. What's the result?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Simon, I got eyes and ears all over this country. You can't fool me.
You're saying someone at the lab leaked my information to you?
Aha! So I was right.
About what?
Let me know a scandal in the lab. His passer was passing when I see you headed in there with the baby. I put two and two together and figure out what a DNA test you're going to do.
You have no proof of that. The lab does various tests.
What tests you could be going to do and you got the baby with you, Simon?
Joy, I don't...
I know you, Simon. I know you wouldn't accept no child without being sure. Says your child or not?
Caleb is my son.
Well, I don't know though.
Joy, this has...
How Pepper take the news that you've been and do a DNA test on your baby?
It's none of your business.
She ain't quarrel with you?
I said it's none of your business.
It means you ain't tell she nothing.
Why are you so interested in this?
You wait. She must be still thinking about how to confront you.
Why would she confront me about something she knows nothing about?
All right. Dig your hole, Simon. Dig your hole. I hope things work out for you.
Things are going fine. I'm satisfied now that I know for sure Caleb is my son.
Well, I hope the satisfaction lasts after Pepper done with you.
I'm not going to tell her about the DNA test. And Joy, if you only dare.
I think it's a little too late.
mean?
Don't worry, you're gonna find out.
Joy?
Enjoy the rest of your day, Simon.
Wait a minute. Did she say something to Pepper? But Pepper hasn't said anything to me.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, gosh, Mommy.
I feel so tired tonight.
Go to your bed, Naranda. Jamari sleeping?
Yeah, he knocked out in no time. All the running around we was doing this afternoon, we expect.
Yes. My grandson having the time in life in Guyana. I'm glad he adjusting so well.
I was worried, but things working out just fine.
And when he starts school in September, it's going to be even better.
Yes. But Mr. Goldmangan,
I go by Coretta's husband John to help you with something.
Oh, okay. Coretta though, she really upset me today.
Yes, it's not nice that she going around spreading rumors about them two young women and washing her mouth upon them.
But my point is, even if the young women them is in a relationship, it's none of Coretta or anybody else's business.
Well, you know Guyana is a funny country when it comes to that. Not everybody is accepting.
I know, but gosh, man, let people live.
Yes.
And Guyana's a small place. Ask the Marundi, everybody know everybody business.
Well, this village life for you.
It could be nice, but at the same time, it could be so frustrating because of people like Coretta. Is who there, though?
And I just watched that announcement in case I see anybody I know.
Right.
Look, I would have never known Cousin Charlene from Barbie's the dead if it wasn't for the death announcement. It's a night I sit down right in this chair and I see Charlene's face pop up. The scream I scream, Goldman thought somebody trying for breaking the house.
Yeah, you did tell me. But I can't remember she.
Charlene go wait to Barbie since she was a little girl. I went up to the funeral.
Okay.
It's sad that sometimes the only time you see certain people is at wedding and funeral.
Yeah. You think one day we can see Usher face pop up?
Is weather coming from so sudden?
Mommy.
What?
Since I come back, it's like I just got this uneasy feeling about running into Usher. And it just keeps getting worse every day.
Oh.
The other night, I even dream I run into he. I keep thinking, what gonna happen if I really run into he one day?
Randa, just let go and let God. You don't have to do nothing.
I feel like I need closure.
But you had closure.
Yeah, but seeing the extent of how this man has affected Unique's life, it's like guilt and everything just all over me again.
I understand. But you got to let it go for your own good, Randall.
I know.
For all we know, Usher dead. I just might have missed the death announcement. Nobody I know see that demon since he get run out of Marundi.
You really think he dead?
Yes, Randall.
I think I need to do a little investigation. I need to find out for sure what happened to he.
Randall, you don't have to walk up yourself over the demon. Dead or alive, he ain't got no power over you or Unique life. Unique might be living with HIV, but she's alive and well. It's not a death sentence. She will live to see her grandchildren.
Yes, things have changed so much because of treatment.
Put Usher out of your mind. He served time in prison and I'm sure even if he alive and still doing his wickedness, God gonna deal with he.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.